This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The people of Milwaukee are losing another Walgreens. The location on North 91st will close its doors in less than a month. Milwaukee Alderman Lamont Westmoreland first had news of the closure. He's urging people to find a different pharmacy and to transfer their prescriptions. The Alder is assuring constituents that he's working to bring additional pharmacy services to the area. The traffic tie-up today is tree-related. Milwaukee's annual city Christmas tree is getting cut and moved today. The tree will get a police escort from its current location at 48th Street and Washington Boulevard to its new home outside the Fiserv Forum. This marks the 111th year of Milwaukee's Christmas tree lighting tradition, making it the second longest running tree ceremony in the United States. It's nearly a week after Election Day and Senate candidate Eric Hovde is not conceded. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is leading by about 30,000 votes, and the race has been called by most outlets. There is speculation about a potential recount request, which Hovde would be required to fund if pursued. After arguments yesterday, the state Supreme Court seems likely to strike down the 1849 abortion law. Justice Jill Karofsky warned that keeping the old law could harm women and children in the state. The state attorney general argued that newer abortion laws have replaced the old one. A lawyer for Sheboygan County argued that the 1849 law is still valid. Former NFL coach Jack Del Rio's brief tenure with the University of Wisconsin has come to an end after a drunk driving incident. Del Rio, who joined the Badgers staff as a senior advisor earlier this year, was arrested Friday night after allegedly crashing into a sign and fence before leaving his car in someone's yard. The university announced Del Rio's resignation yesterday. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
I mean, you want to win, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out and, you know, we had control of the game. You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it, all of us, me, them, together. I have no doubt we will. But it's not one night. We'd have won tonight. We still weren't going to be in the hole. You know, we have to play ourselves out of this hole.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
You know, the whole idea of get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. So that's difficult when your plan kind of falls into place and those guys recognize it and then you're not able to finish the plan and execute the plan. We know that. But that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
There will be plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon, with wind east becoming southeasterly at 5-15. Tonight down to 41. Tomorrow we may catch a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.